It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The EPA opened a 60-day public comment period in September on the nation's first methane pollution standards that closes on November 17th. The White House announced the measure last January as part of the administration's Climate Action Plan, which includes policies to reduce methane pollution from the oil and natural gas sector, as well as a long-term goal to reduce methane emissions from the oil and gas industry 40 to 45% by 2025. So, what's at stake for Pennsylvania? Representatives of the oil and gas industry did not respond to our requests for an interview. I'm joined now in studio by Evelyn Talbot, professor of epidemiology at the University of Pittsburgh. Dr. Talbot, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
How did the EPA only recently conclude that the first federal air standards to regulate methane emissions were necessary?
Well, I think some of this is prompted by the gas industry has been around a long time, but now we are doing all, at least within Pennsylvania, my understanding is, with regard to Pennsylvania and other states, there's a lot of the hydraulic fracking going on, and there's just a burgeoning of these wells and drill sites, and there's a realization that they're very, very close to people, and there aren't just a couple of them. There are many, many of them, and I think it's sort of a wake-up call that there have been some studies that have indicated they're unregulated and that they're making people come in contact with additional volatile organic compounds, not to mention methane itself, which along with methane comes the VOCs, which then is a key ingredient in ground-level ozone. So I think it was sort of one of those groundswells that the EPA realized that they had to do something.
And explain the need for clarifying permitting requirements for energy production within the oil and gas industry.
Well, there are no limits right now. I mean, the coal industry is very heavily monitored, as you know. The coal-fired power plants are heavily monitored. Toxic release, the TRI sites of all the industries in our country that produce over so many pounds of air toxics are monitored. But my understanding, I'm not a lawyer, I'm an epidemiologist, but my understanding is that there have been no standards up to now. It has really been the Wild West. And I think EPA finally said, we do have to do something.
The Wild West, meaning that really there was no rule of law.
No standards. They don't even have to tell you. My understanding is that the hydraulic fracking liquid that they use to pump into the wells are proprietary, and they don't even have to tell people what they're putting in there. They're just sort of a laundry list of most likely or probables, but every particular company has its own cocktail. So I think that's going to change related to the fact that now we'll be monitoring the fugitive emissions of methane and the VOCs that go along with methane.
And VOCs, again, stands for what?
Excuse me?
VOC means what?
Volatile organic compounds. VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Things like formaldehyde, benzene, toluene, things that have a very low boiling point and become vapor very easily.
What benefits to the climate, health, the environment do you expect to see as a result of these new regulations, specifically for those of us in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think the big thing is we'll finally know what the industry is doing. I think that's a really big thing. Overall, we know methane is a highly potent greenhouse gas and does not go away. Carbon dioxide is another one, but methane is very highly potent. So reducing that is going to reduce greenhouse gases, which, of course, we know is going to help everybody. But here in Pennsylvania, we know that methane may not directly harm human health when it is inhaled, but it accelerates the formation of ozone, which is the so-called primary component of smog that we all know leads to respiratory illness and missed school and work days, hospital visits, heart attacks, and death. So the fact that you're reducing methane is great and from a greenhouse standpoint, but the fact that you're reducing the primary components that make ozone and the PM2.5 that goes along, you know, with any fossil fuel combustion is a really important thing.
Do these standards, these new rules, do they go far enough in your opinion?
Well, my understanding is they're going to only relate to the new and newly modified wells. So my understanding is that this is sort of the beginning, this is sort of opening the door, but I would like to see ultimately all the mines be subject to some type of monitoring, because it seems to me, why, if you're going to do one, why wouldn't you do the other? I believe we have over 2,000 wells just in the Allegheny, Westmoreland, and Washington areas. So if it's 2,000 here, you can imagine in the other part of the state, there are many, many more. So we're really talking about many, many wells that are already existing. So I would think that to start with the new ones is great, but that we hope that this opens the door to monitoring all of them in time.
What does the EPA risk should it propose symbolic or weaker than desired methane pollution standards? In other words, if what's being proposed, what the public has an opportunity to comment on between now and November 17th, these new standards, if they don't go far enough, if they aren't strong enough, then is there an opportunity to go back and revise those, or are we waiting several years before new rules can be introduced?
Oh, I think that's a very good point. I know they want to reduce emissions by almost 200,000 tons in 2020 and then 340,000 to 400,000 tons in 2025. I don't know if that means that there will be additional, monitoring or additional components to this study, to this act going forward. I really don't know. But I'm just happy that somebody's noticed that this industry should be monitored. I'm just happy from a personal standpoint, from a scientific standpoint. I'm just glad the door's open. But I understand many people do believe that they need to not only cover fracked oil and gas wells and the production, but they also should be related to the other components. The big one now, I think, is equipment leaks at gas processing plants, the so-called fugitive emissions. You know, when you put in a pipe in your house and you suddenly smell that gas smell, that sort of awful odor, and you figure out you have a little natural gas leak, and then the gas company comes in and shuts down your heater until they fixed it. Well, that's what they're doing at well sites and compressor stations, and that's really important. But these are just new existent and new and modified existent wells. So I would hope that at the end of the day, there's more to come.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Evelyn Talbot. She's professor of epidemiology at the University of Pittsburgh. So what is at stake for those of us in Pennsylvania, where fracking is a big industry right now?
Well, you know, there is a document that the EPA put out. You probably have a copy of it.
We do.
So I think it has to do with a cost-benefit analysis, a regulatory impact analysis of the proposed emission standards. I'm sure you have this. My impression is that there are costs to this, but there are also benefits to this. And I'm not really qualified to go into every one of the costs and the benefits. But my reading of it is that, yes, the industry will be tasked with allowing quarterly or annual monitoring. But at the end of the day, there will be earnings related to a lot of benefits, reduced healthcare costs, damage to property. You know, there are a lot of things that go into this cost-benefit analysis that I think it appears at the end of the day there'll actually be a net profit that for society as a whole and the industry, it is not necessarily a bad thing. So I think that all in all, it's a win-win situation.
What do you recommend people do now between today and November 17th?
Well, you can download this document. You know, although there are technical components of it, they've really written it so that the average person, the average intelligent person in our state, can read this and get a sense of what is going to happen. What is the current status? What are they proposing, and what are they hoping will come out of it? So I would really say that people should be proactive and start by reading this document and then make up their own mind, because, you know, people know how close they are to these various drills and sites, and they know what effect there's been on their environment, and then they can talk to their legislator.
My guest has been Evelyn Talbot, professor of epidemiology at the University of Pittsburgh. We've been discussing the EPA's proposed new methane pollution standards. The public comment period closes on November 17th. Dr. Talbot, thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, 2 years after a Shop and Save opened in the Hill District, is it helping residents make healthier food choices?
One of the things they found was that people in the Hill District, their perception of access to healthy food increased.
And we'll go behind the scenes of Bricolage Theater's production of 1984 and its Foley Workshop. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.